Sammy Hagar, Vic Johnson, it's the Circle's debut album. Thanks so much for spending time with me on the NorCal Names podcast.
Whoa. Kat, what's happening, baby? We're old buddies, right?
We are old buddies.
How are you? How's everything?
Everything is great. So the original music from the Circle, huh, guys?
Yeah. I got inspired. It's so crazy. We've been threatening to make an album, and I've been writing songs for 6-7 years that we've been together, and most of them were just kind of, when I would think about the Circle recording, you know, I'd make some demos, you know, I'd just, you know, go to my studio and just make a quick little demo, and I'd think, this doesn't sound like the Circle. This just sounds like a Sammy kind of weird record, like a Sammy artsy-fartsy record, you know? So it wasn't until the first song I wrote that we used on this album was No Worries, and I thought, yeah, this could be a Circle, but it's still kind of lifestyle, sounds more like a Wobbos kind of tune. And then I wrote, and I got I got inspired watching TV with some crap that really made me kind of angry and rebellious. The opening track is called The Devil Came to Philly, and it's about the Federal Reserve and stuff that when we started printing paper money, how things really changed. People got different, you know, like no one had, everything was in banks and it's on paper, and you just didn't feel your wealth. You know, you didn't feel like you had anything. And you'd get paid on a piece of paper, write your check, go into bank, blah, blah, blah. So when I started thinking like that, I thought, wow, what a weird thing. And then I wrote Chump Change, you know, and then started writing, you know, Wide Open Space, Free Man, all these other songs. And then all of a sudden I went, this is a concept record. And I just stayed on track about a guy's venture in life from money to greed to inspiration, enlightenment, and to truth. And the truth of the matter is money is not evil. It's not the root of all evil. It's not bad stuff. It's beautiful. You can feed poor people. You can help people. You can help your friends, your family, your brothers, your sisters, and you can heal sick people. You say, man, this person needs good hospitalization, and we're going to send them to this doctor over here that knows how to fix them. You know, there's things you can do with money and more people should do, and that's what the album's about.
And it's the concept album. I read where it's supposed to be listened to in its entirety, kind of like an audiobook,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, from beginning to end. Please do it at least once or twice.
Uh-huh.
And then after you do that, then pick your favorite chapter and say, no, you know, I really love the song Can't Hang, which is, you know, we release that so that people, I like that track. It's chapter 3.
Right.
You know what I mean? So once you know the whole story and you've listened to the whole record, then when you go back and listen to one song, see, then you're hearing it differently. Now you're hearing this song in a big picture, and you're watching that little video, and you're seeing where it's coming from, and it makes the song a better experience. It's a much better experience.
So Circle formed in 2014, but you, Sammy, and Mr. Vic have been hanging together since, what, 1997? How did that happen?
Damn.
Yeah? I did my homework.
Well, you know, after the VH thing happened, Sammy got kicked out. You know, he was a bad boy. So he got kicked out. He needed a guitar player. Here I am.
And the rest is history?
I came from Walt Disney.
What?
Yeah.
No.
That's where the recommendation came from. A guy at Walt Disney. I forget the guy's name.
Okay.
It's terrible.
That is terrible. You owe this.
I owe him a little something.
Yeah. Buy him a case of tequila or something.
Well, I did, actually.
The bottom line is when you find a guitar player like Vic who can play every era for me, he can play the Montrose tune, like serve it up right, and still put his own style into it. Then you move on to Van Halen. He can play Eddie stuff. He can serve it up right and put his own spin on it. He can play Joe Satriani stuff, and he can play Vic Johnson stuff. You find a guy like that on guitar, you keep him. And it's like Vic's been through all the stuff with me since then, you know, except for Chickenfoot. We had Joe Satriani.
Mm-hmm.
Joe doesn't need a second guitar player, just like Eddie Van Halen. You don't have a rhythm guitar player.
But you helped him out.
A couple times, but that was just when he played keyboards and stuff or something. But anyway, Vic Johnson, you find a guy who plays like that and is dedicated to his craft, and there's no reason to have another guitar player. You know, I play a little guitar. On the new album, on Space Between, I'd say I play about 25-30% of the guitar. Vic played the rest, and he went in there with every amplifier and every guitar in our arsenal, all of them. We had the walls covered. We had every guitar stand had a guitar in it. We had every amp stacked up to the ceiling and every speaker cabinet spread out throughout the room. And Vic went in there and played through every single combination until he found the right sound for every song. I would never do that. You wouldn't catch Sammy doing that.
I drove you crazy, too.
He drove me crazy. I'd have to leave. I'd say about midnight, I'd say, you know what, Vic, I'm going to go home.
You can't hang, man.
I couldn't hang.
You know what I'm saying? But can't hang, the reason why.
So what do you, Vic, what do you love best about working with this guy who apparently can't hang?
Oh, I love him, man. He's so easy. He really is. He makes, you know, for me to record with him, you know, he doesn't, like, you know, beat me down and go, play it like this. He doesn't do Chuck Berry on me. He comes in and just, Sammy's smiling, you know, I'll play him. You know, sometimes he'll be like, oh, maybe you should change this, you know, but it's rare. He lets me do my thing, and we're good.
How often do y'all play together? I mean, is it
all
the time? What does that mean?
Yeah. Vic lives the same distance from my studio as I do. You go to my studio, and it's the same distance from my studio to his house to my house. And we, you know, I got my cars over there, and I got, you know, a lot of stuff, and it's all the equipment sitting right there. And every time I go over there, Vic is there. I mean, 90% of the time, Vic's already there, or he walks in on me, and vice versa. Vic comes over there, I'm in there, or I walk in on him. You know, it's like, we just start jamming. Like right now, Vic and I have been practicing a set list for this tour and trying to get the four or five songs from Space Between, the new album, into the set list, which is, you know, jam-packed with classics.
Right. Hard to do.
Yeah, you got Right Now by Van Halen, you got I Can't Drive 55, you got One Way to Rock, you got When It's Love, you know, and then you got Led Zeppelin's Rock and Roll, and you're going, man, where are we going to put these songs, you know? It's packed with all these classics. And we're working on it right now. Him and I have been through, you know, 5 or 10 different set lists, moving songs around and stuff, just the two of us.
Very cool.
In there and just jam, yell and scream, singing over the top. So we'll be all prepared. Mikey and Jason be going, what? Huh? What? Huh?
Missed the bus, guys. Missed the bus.
Text.
Well, I got to come to your studios to do some work 5, 6 years ago, and I saw this beautiful turquoise guitar, and I was telling Vic, God, that's beautiful. He says, want to try it on? And I just about fainted, and it's still one of my favorite pictures with a guitar that was in that room full of guitars and crazy stuff out in Marin.
Yeah. Well, Vic used that guitar that you're talking about. That's one of his guitars he used for Little White Lie or whenever he plays Bottleneck Slide on that thing. So, yeah, I know exactly the guitar you're talking about.
Nice.
You guys seem so normal. I mean, it's a crazy, crazy life. What do you do for fun? Because your job is so fun. What do you do when it's downtime?
Well, Kat, you know, that's a very interesting question because, you know, our job is so much fun. Mm-hmm. And when you come off stage, like when we go out and do 4 or 5 shows in a week, as exhausting as it is, when you get back home and you go, man, I get bored. I'm bored so quick because nothing feels that good. It's like a, you know, that adrenaline rush. You can't get it any other place. And that's why, you know, honestly, I'm going to be a little soulful and kind of here. But, you know, that's why a lot of musicians and bands, they become drug addicts and alcoholics because it's like you just go, I don't know what to do with myself, mm-hmm. you know, when I'm not on stage after a while. It feels so good. And, you know, I've avoided that, and thank God, and so is Vic. But it's easy to get caught up in saying, you know, man, I'm going to jump in my car, and I'm going to go drive 150, 180 miles an hour. You know, mm-hmm. I need a rush right now, you know. Or it's crazy. It's you come down off a tour. I remember I heard a story about Bono that his wife, when he would come home from a tour, she would make him stay in check into a hotel, you know, locally in the town, and stay there for a little halfway house, man. I guess, like, hey, dude, you got to get yourself back together before you walk through this door. You are not Mr. Rockstar in this house. And my wife pulls that shit on me, too. It cracks me up, you know. I come home from a tour, from a big show, and you know, my wife's handing me the garbage here. So I got to take the garbage out, man. I'm going, I'm back.
Yeah, Mr. Fancy Pants.
Back in reality.
Oh, guys, thanks so much for talking. It's great being back in touch again, and congratulations on the new album.
Thank you, Kat. Thank you. Sacramento rocks, and I'll see you guys. I think we're playing up there at Thunder Valley or something like that.
Yeehaw!
Yeah. Peace and love. Hey, Kat, good hearing from you. Play my record. Tell people that they got to play the whole damn album first. They're not allowed to just play one song once the album's out. We're just giving them teasers now. But once the album's out, they can't do that anymore. You have to play the whole damn album a couple times and then pick your favorite.
It's a concept album, I promise.
Thank you, baby.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye.